JW Mobile.
DWA. How we doing?
The size of that moon out there tonight, it would be at your back. It's coming up over there in the east.
It's gorgeous. And, man, let me tell you what. Last night, no, actually this morning, real early, it was in the west, and it looked huge.
Man, I need to be at home getting a flight, taking a panorama of that right there in the center of it. Oh, well, live and learn. Let's see, 6:31, my clock is off on my car. Is it 6:30?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought sun didn't go down. I don't know. I guess my clock's all messed up. Anyway, that's a beautiful moon. I thought about another place. How about Zaxby's? Do you know where that is?
It's kind of diagonal across from the bank. That would work.
Thank you. I know where Zaxby's is, though.
You know where the Walmart grocery store is there on Wayne Hampton?
Grocery store?
Walmart grocery store.
Did that take the place of the Winn-Dixie Market?
Yes, sir, but that Winn-Dixie Market's been gone for 15 or 20 years.
Well, I don't get out much.
We'll get you out and air you out a little bit, bud. I may take you on a tour one day and show you what's been gone for a while and what's coming.
That Winn-Dixie Market over there can't have been gone that long.
Sure, it's in what's called that Grand Plaza. You come down 101 to Wade Hampton and turn left onto Wade Hampton. You come out there past the what used to be the steakhouse, and you come down the hill, and the shopping center's there on the right. Yeah, that Winn-Dixie's been gone that long.
I do have to get out more. Just making sure I'm thinking of the right thing that you're thinking of. Where there is a Zaxby's across the road from that. And what else? There used to be a Palmetto food place over there across from Zaxby's, which closed up shop, right?
Yeah, it's now a Mexican place.
Not for anything yet. I thought it was still empty.
Yeah, it's a Mexican place now, and the Palmetto's been gone for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because that was probably one of the better places to get, you know, that kind of food. Anyway, if you want to meet me at Zaxby's, you wanted me to pick her something up, or pick us up something for supper if I was going out. So I'll probably just get in line at Zaxby's there and then just hand you the envelope through the window.
For me, now, if I remember correctly, you're in a dark-colored sedan. What is it, a Nissan or a... What is it?
A black Nissan Maxima with a 2-meter antenna mag mount on the trunk lid. Can't miss it. And a tag that's got my call sign on it.
Roger. Okay. All right. Well, I am in a garnet-colored or maroon Saturn Aura, and it's a four-door sedan, and I'll just try to pull up there next to you.
Okay, that's your daughter Saturn that you bought her?
Yes, sir. No, I bought her a new Chevy Cruze, and I didn't tell you the story on this Saturn.
I heard you bought her a Saturn. You ended up with it somehow. I didn't hear about all the stuff in between the two. But you bought her a PT Cruiser?
No, a Chevrolet Cruze.
Is that like a PT Cruiser?
No. It's a small sedan, about like a Honda Civic.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Anyway, yeah, like I said, I've had my head down for the last few years working, you know, 15, 16 hours a day. You don't get out much. I haven't even been flying or anything. I'm just now getting like a horse smelling water with retirement, wanting to get out and go flying.
Listen, you, you're going to be like a prisoner let out of prison when you finally get to retire. You know, get out and get a little sunshine and have a little fun and go places again after this COVID's gone. Whew, we ain't going to know what to do with you.
I know. My wife and I were talking about going on vacation. We haven't been in years. We just don't go. Stay home all the time. We talk about going down to the beach or, you know, something simple instead of, like, across the big pond.
How much younger is she than you?
7 years younger than me. Man, I'm looking down Wet Hampton at that moon. It looks like a full moon. It looks like it's completely round.
Is that ever so slight amber tint to it?
It's turning more white now, but it's still got a little bit.
Okay, as it starts to rise on the horizon, it'll look smaller.
That is one beautiful moon.
Means you need to get out and howl a little bit, boy. Now, I was going to tell you, my wife and I have, for the last two falls, have been trying to plan a trip out west. We want to make it a two-year event. First year, we were going to go and do the lower tier, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, take a run back through the canyon and come up through the Four Corners and then come back home. And in the second year, we were going to try to do the northern run, you know, up across Devil's Tower and Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone and all up through there and then try to come back. But, you know, when everybody, gets, you know, finally clear on this COVID junk in the fall, everybody and their brother's going to be wanting to get out and kick up their heels and it is, I guess we're going to have to put it off one more year because the crowds are going to be, I can already see it coming, the crowds are just going to be horrendous.
I'm on Wet Hampton in front of Zaxby's with my blinker on behind a pickup truck waiting to turn into their parking lot. I don't know where you are. Are you getting close?
Do you know Wade Hampton at Gap Creek just before you get into Lyman?
That is. I know exactly where that is. You're not far. Doesn't look like the line's too long here either.
That's pretty surprising in and of itself. So you go ahead and get in line and get your stuff going, and I'll just come wheeling on in there. And if you get your food before I get there, just pull over into space, and I'll pull up to you, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Now, over here at Zaxby's, because I've been here before, there are several places where I can't hear a thing. I can't hear the repeater at all, and I roll forward a foot, and I can hear it. So if I go away, it's not because I'm gone. It's because I hit one of those spots.
Exactly what you're talking about. It's because of those thermal throttles that they run inside the building.
Something like that. Something causes it. I don't know what it is, but I know it. I know it blanks out quite a bit here. W4DJW.
KN4BWA. Yeah, let me tell you real quick on the story on this Saturn. I bought the Saturn with 54,000 miles on it, perfect condition. Ran it to about 72,000, and the thing just lost power. Well, I took it into somebody, and he says, "Well, Steve, I'm not sure what this is. Let's take it over to a professional shop." So we did, and they come back and said, $6,500, new engine. Okay, the car's not worth all that. Why don't I buy a used engine and let it put it in? No, sir, we don't do that. New engine or nothing at all. $200 diagnostic fee. So I picked the car up and I took it home and it sat for about 2.5-3 months until I bought my daughter a Chevy Cruze. Well, my cousin came down from Huntersville, North Carolina, right? And he says, "Well, Steve, let me look at it." And he's an ASC certified mechanic. In 30 minutes, he comes back up to the house, and this is at Thanksgiving, and says, "Steve, go get you a catalytic converter. There's nothing wrong with that car." Fisher's Garage. Don't ever go there. They got crosses on the front of the place and pretend to be Christian business and all that and that and the other. They will clip you back good.
Well, so why you had to suffer that experience. But there are those that don't, just don't know to check that. They just don't think about that. But there are those that know that, and they use it to their advantage, too. It's my time to order. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
For HKX. Steve, you still out there?
KO4HKX. Who's this?
For HKX, it's Patrick.
Patrick? Never heard of you. Are you not home yet, son?
No, sir.
Wow. Well, did you hear what I was telling Dave?
I missed the name of the shop.
Fisher's Garage over on Congaree. Make sure that you... Oh, man. Well, anyhow, I wouldn't recommend anybody to walk in the front door of that place.
My territory, so we're good.
What gets me is they went into this big, long song and dance about the variable valve timing system on this little car and said that the sensors had fouled up and driven something down and bent some rods in the timing system. $6,500 for a new engine. Bull rushes.
Seen quite a bit of that when I was turning wrenches still. It's sad that they, places like that give the rest of us technicians a bad name, but they do.
What makes it so bad is that they purport to be this honest Christian business. You know, they got all this stuff around the building, you know, and all this and that and the other. And then they go pull something like that. Let me say it one more time. Fisher's Garage. Beware.
But for me, if you have to announce that you're a Christian and with that way, I've already got my guard up just from past experiences. It's sad to say that, but life has taught me that.
A long, long time ago, my granddad told me, he says, you know, it's more believable when you see it in someone's actions than to hear them tout it with a trumpet.
I told my son, actions speak louder than words, to do what you mean.
I tell you, well, anyhow, I know I shouldn't be doing that on the radio, but I just, in this particular case, I had to. It was $350 for a new manifold with the catalytic converter built in, and, man, I've been driving this little car for about a year now since then, and it just runs like a little screaming meanie.
Those were actually pretty good little cars. My mother-in-law had one, and she drove the wheels off that thing.
This is a Saturn Aura. It's about the same size as the is it a Malibu or an Impala? The Impala is the bigger sedan, isn't it? Okay, I think it's the same size as the Impala, and you know, except for getting in and out of it, I'm 6'3.5". Except for getting out of it, this thing is, this is comfortable. It rides smooth. It's good.
W4DJW.
You good?
I am, and just so that you know, I moved up to the front of the store, right in front of it. I'm the only one in the parking spaces that are open up front. So when you pull in, to the right, hang your first left, and that'll be me.
Okay, good. Cool beans, bud, because I am here at 29 and 14. All I got to do is come up the hill and back down the other side.
Hang on, I'm listening. Just want to let you know where I was. W4DJW.
Well, jump in there with us. That's Patrick. Patrick and I'm sure you heard the conversation. We're just jawboning back and forth, enjoying the company.
You used to turn wrenches, too.
Yes, sir. I did for 20 years for Ford and GM before I bought my tool franchise.
I used to do that independent for about 10 years, 10 or 15 years. I busted a lot of knuckles. One time I was laying down underneath a truck, putting a starter in. It was raining. It was on the side of a hill. Water was running down the hill, and it started puddling up, and the water started running down the back of my neck, and I told myself, I've had enough of this. I'm going back to school. I went back to school.
Dave, were you working as a mechanic like that when I met you? I thought you were working at Michelin.
With a shop? I had two jobs. So I had a shop and I worked at Michelin. I worked at Michelin second shift, I think, and I had a shop. So, and insurance companies would drop their cars off at my house, and I'd fix them and send them on their way. And it got to the point where I couldn't keep up with them, where they were calling me out to go get the ones that were broken down. And I decided, since Michelin would pay my bills for me to go to school, I decided to take them up on it.
Fortuitous, wise decision.
I got into turning wrenches as I used to work at DuPont up here making x-ray film. And when AGFA bought it to shut it down, they paid for us to go back to school. So I went and got an associate's degree in automotive applied science and got a job with Ford. And then had to go through all their training and blah, blah, blah. And then GM do the same thing over again.
At Greenville Tech, took those same classes, and then started my own shop after I had that education. But after about 10 or 15 years of it, is all I could handle. No more busting knuckles in the cold, wet winter time. I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Did you have a storefront, Dave, or did you work at your house?
I had a garage out behind the house, and I had a lot of space to park the cars that were waiting on me to get to them.
On 290, was it?
It was. Yeah, it was on 290. Had a bunch of chickens, a couple of goats, some German shepherds, some rabbits, some pigeons. Had a farm there at the same time. Had a farm going. Had 70 chickens until one day a whole bunch of dump trucks came down 290 from the rock quarry, and the chickens were crossing the road at the same time they got there, and it took out about half of my flock of chickens.
Well, I'm pulling in, bud. Patrick, I'm going to get up here with Dave, and I may try to hit you on my way out of here in a few minutes, okay? So, 73, bud. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
On my end, I'm getting ready to back in the driveway and get rid of this trailer. It was nice talking to you again. Dave, nice talking to you. KO4 HKX out.
That'll be a mobile again.
Okay, mobile again. You there, Patrick?
X, I'm here, but I'm back in the trailer, so give me just a minute.
You're right, buddy. That is a full moon, and that is one pretty sight. And if you look at it real good, I don't know if it's my eyes or not, but the bottom of it looks a little bit more amber than the top. It's clearing out of the haze.
Something other than your rearview mirror now. You see it out your front windshield, and it looks a whole lot better. I'm looking at it out my rearview mirror now, and it's not quite as impressive.
I've got a 10-inch Celestron at the house, and I'm going to go dig that thing out tonight.
Does it mount a camera to it?
You know what? I do not have that piece, but I do. You know what? I need to do that because, heck, I've got camera mounts, cell phone camera mounts for my rifle scopes. I wonder if I can adapt that.
So you can do stuff like that now that you're retired.
Hadn't thought of that, but you just tweaked something there. That's a good idea. I am going to see if I can adapt the rifle scope cell phone camera mount over to my Celestron telescope.
With the eclipse when it happened, and got some really, really good pictures of the eclipse.
Yeah. Well, now, you know what? I did it just kind of, you know, as a, well, hey, what the heck? Hey. It worked with a piece of welder's glass over my cell phone lens.
Something similar. Well, I had the regular glasses. I used to use one of those for filtering. And then I had a couple of lenses, a binocular. I think I turned a pair of binoculars backwards and looked at the pictures that it was making prior to that and decided I'd go with that combo. And turned out it made some really, really nice pictures. you can see the corona of the sun around the moon really, really nice.
How about that? Yeah, now I did a similar thing, and I did an actual video. It's like a 5-minute video. The few minutes right before it became a full eclipse, and then coming out the other side, and it was crazy. I got some bursts around the edges at the full eclipse. It was fun. It was different. Hey, and then when that happened, did you notice the actual sharp temperature drop?
A little bit of it, yeah. Especially when things started getting dark. the temperature did start falling very, very quick. It's amazing how that 98 million miles away and it gets blocked by a moon that is 250,000 miles away, and immediately you notice that drop in temperature. That, you're right. That is, we do depend on that sound an awful lot.
Yeah, and, you know, people really just don't think about it that much. But, you know, if all it takes is one really, really bad solar flare to do a 2% reduction, we got serious problems.
Well, it wanders by and sucks the sun up into it, right? There are wandering black holes out there.
Yeah, but if there's something that comes by that can suck our sun into it, we ain't gonna worry about it. We'll be falling right into the hole with it.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, I guess if it can get it, we'd be crumbed.
Try to go up there and... Oh, wait a minute. I meant to ask you, did you download an application?
No, but I did put my name and address on a piece of paper inside that envelope, along with a photocopy of my AMA.
Okay. All right. Well, cool beans. That ought to be about everything we need up there. You going to try to go up there this weekend if it's not hurricane winds?
That's the plan. I was going to take my dog out, too, with me, Maggie. She's a little tiny Yorkie. About 9-pound Yorkie. She needs to get out. She doesn't get out of the house since we've got COVID at all. I'm starting to feel guilty of her having to stay, like, in prison.
Thinking more in terms of you getting out, bud. That vitamin S is awful good for you. Now, by the way, if you do decide to go up there on Saturday, how about giving me a call? I may ride along and watch a little bit, or I might even, you know, if the winds are not stupid, I may drag my drone up there.
I've been watching the winds, and it's been pretty good, except until today. Today is the first day that it was not good at all. And I did go up this morning, up 400 feet, and took some panoramas, and I noticed that it was tilting the multirotor. You can see the artificial horizon on the screen when it's flying. It was tilting at 45 degrees just to keep, you know, over the same spot where it launched. So, and that was 16-mile-an-hour winds. That's all it took, 16-mile-an-hour winds to force it to turn 45 degrees sideways to maintain its position. That's a little bit too windy to be flying.
Well, listen, you remember my place. I'm kind of up on a knoll. Well, the airfield over there, Campobello, is, you know, not like I am, but it's kind of up on a knoll also. And let me tell you, bud, today my weather station said 22 steady with gusts at 34.
Yeah, and the further off the ground you get, the higher that number goes. So by the time you get 400 feet up in the air, this can be 40, 50 mile-an-hour winds easy.
I wouldn't even consider going up. I wouldn't consider getting off the ground in the ground wind, much less trying to go up that high.
The only thing that I've ever flown that flies better in high wind like that than it flies in no wind is a helicopter. And a helicopter with like a 5-foot or more rotor, you know, 5 or 6 foot rotor diameter. Those things, the wind can't do anything to those things. They are rock steady in the wind. They are fun to fly in really high winds because they have so much inertia and so much gyroscopic effect with that rotor blade that you can pound the wind to pieces with those things and have a blast.
Did you ever get into the helicopters back before they had stabilization on them?
Today is via an autopilot. The stabilization when I was flying them a lot was via gyros. The gyros did a good job, but you still had to fly the thing. The autopilots that they have now are a lot like the multirotors. You don't even have to know how to fly them anymore. Anyway, I'm backing it under the metal roof on the garage door, so I won't be able to transmit anymore. But anyway, appreciate you meeting me out like this, and look forward to doing some flying Saturday. W4DJW.
Okay, look for a text tomorrow in case I need a little bit of information additional. I don't think we will, but the long and the short of it, I'll get that done tomorrow, and give me a call on Saturday, bud. We'll meet up out there. Maybe I'll try to watch you fly a little bit. W4DJW, 73s, KN4VWA, clear.
Okay, catch you later. Enjoy it. W4DJW, clear.
KO4HKX. Gentlemen, it was nice having a QSO with you. Clear, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Hey, Patrick, are you back home?
Pulled in the driveway, sir.
Well, everybody's beating me home tonight. I still got about 15, 20 minutes to go. Here, I thought she was going to talk me into the hacienda. Well, all right. Have a good evening, bud. KO4VWA, clear after your final.
For a minute, but if it's still, that'll help you any, but I am in the driveway at this point.
No, I was just going on with you. You need to get in there with your pretty wife. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. You've had a long day. Get in there and relax. And how many kids you got?
And he's 21 years old.
Is he still living at home?
Yes, he is. He's moving out the 15th, I believe it is, of February.
Wow, you're going to be an empty nester.
Not sure how I feel about that. Sometimes I want to wring his little neck, and sometimes I love having him around.
Well, that's just natural. You know, hey, that goes with the turf. But I'm going to tell you something. After a few weeks of being on your own, it's going to be nice to be able to walk through the house in your underwear. Nobody to worry about it.
To worry about it now, but the wife does.
There's some advantages, both sides. Hey, but good side. Do your thing. Get in there with your family. I'll talk to you soon. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
TWA, enjoyed the talk. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73-2.
Y Mobile.